This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. President Draupadi Murmu has emphasized the nation's commitment to become a developed country. Addressing the second convocation ceremony of Patanjali University in Haridwar today, the president highlighted the importance of women's education. Mrs. Murmu said that educated daughters will enhance the pride of the nation.
शिक्षित बेटियां अपनी आंतरिक शक्ति और प्रतिभा से भारत माता का गौरव बढ़ाए। आज समय आ गया है देश को आगे बढ़ने के लिए, क्योंकि यहां 140 करोड़ जनसंख्या भारत में है, उनमें से 50% महिलाएं, जो हम सपने देख रहे हैं 2047 तक भारत को विकसित भारत बनाएंगे, तो बेटियां और भाई सभी का सहयोग चाहिए।
Later, the president inaugurated a foot over bridge on Rajpur Road in Dehradun. On the occasion, State Governor Gurmeet Singh and Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami were present. The president will also interact with participants of the International Literature, Culture and Art Festival at Rashtrapati Niketan in Dehradun this evening. With just 2 days left for campaigning for the first phase of Bihar Assembly elections, star campaigners from both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan are holding public rallies across the state today. Addressing a public rally in Ara in Bhojpur district, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that NDA's election manifesto represents a sincere effort for the development of Bihar. In contrast, he described the Mahagathbandhan's manifesto as a document full of falsehoods. Mr. Modi stated that the NDA's resolution document focuses on education, healthcare, employment and irrigation. The Prime Minister further said that under the Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana, more than 1 crore 30 lakh beneficiaries have received financial assistance of 10,000 rupees each. Meanwhile, Congress MP Rahul Gandhi has said that if Mahagathbandhan comes to power in Bihar, it will provide the best education. The Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, will launch the country's heaviest communication satellite, CMS-03, this evening. The launch is scheduled to take place from the Satish Dhawan Space Center, Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh at 5:26 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The CMS-03 is a multi-brand military communications satellite, also known as GSAT-7R, and will be launched aboard the Launch Vehicle Mark 3 or LVM-3, the country's most powerful rocket. The 67th edition of Akashwani Sangeet Sammelan will begin in a short while with concerts at Delhi, Mumbai and Chennai. Classical music performances will be held in 24 cities across the country during the month-long event. It will be organized by Prasar Bharati in collaboration with the Culture Ministry. Information and Broadcasting Minister said, since its inception in 1954, the Akashwani Sangeet Sammelan has stood as one of India's most enduring and respected cultural traditions. At least 23 people were killed and 11 injured in an explosion at Waldo's supermarket in Hermosillo, Sonora in Mexico on Saturday afternoon. Authorities believe the blast was accidental, possibly caused by a transformer inside the store, and have ruled out any violent attack. The explosion, which occurred around 2 p.m. during day of the dead celebrations, left the store badly damaged and nearby businesses closed as firefighters contained the blaze. In the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India are facing South Africa in the summit clash at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai today. In the rain-delayed match, South Africa won the toss and put India to bat first. India stormed into the final, defeating Australia by 5 wickets in a thrilling semi-final match in Navi Mumbai on Thursday. South Africa reached the final after a commanding 125 runs victory over England in Guwahati in the first semi-final. In men's cricket, chasing the target of 187 runs, India were 179 for 5 in 17.4 overs against Australia in the third T20 international at the Bellevue Oval in Hobart when reports last came in. Put into bat first, hosts posted 186 for the loss of 6 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. Tim David scored 76 runs while Marcus Stoinis added 64. Visitors won the toss and opted to bowl first. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall in Andaman and Nicobar Islands for today. The weather agency has predicted thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds in parts of Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh for today. Similar weather conditions are also likely to prevail over Andaman and Nicobar Islands during the next 4 days. And with that, we end this news bulletin.